Good morning, everyone. Got many cups Thank God for giving us this opportunity to share the word of God with you, and also thank everybody for being involved this morning in to help us to worship and to praise God and to feel comfortable in His presence. Now what? Jesus has died and He resurrected. So now what? We celebrated our Lord's resurrection. And we know that Jesus accomplished great thing for us as His children. But now what? Today we continue in our series, Now What? But we're gonna talk about always be prepared. Always be prepared. I think preparation is very important in our lives because when we are not prepared, we always get lost. Preparation is the key for success. We got a lot of students among us here. They have exams and they need to be prepared for the exam. If they are not prepared, they can pray, but surely they're gonna fail because they are not prepared. And as a Christian also, we need to be prepared for what is coming. And what is very challenging for us as a Christians, because the students, they know about the exams they're going to face. So they can give them mock exams to prepare them. But as a Christian, we don't have a clue. Only God has the clue of the future. So God is preparing us according to the future. God knows what will happen to me tomorrow. God knows what will happen to me in 5 years or in 6 years. And God can prepare me so I can be ready when that time comes. And we have an opportunity for us to go and to share the gospel at the end of this month. And the church has been organizing prayer, and we're going to have another time of prayer. We need to be prepared for that day. And what is very interesting here, the Bible says in verse 13, who is going to harm you? So we understand that Jesus is sending us in the world, but we will face challenges. We will face struggle. We are living in the world where we really need to be ready, to be prepared, so we can face challenges. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, 54 verse 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. So we understand that as we are going in the mission, we need to have faith that God is with us, that God, no arm formed, forged against us will prosper. Why? Because we believe in Jesus. Because we trust in Jesus. So it's not just about claiming that scripture, but it's about believing in that scripture. Because we are living in the world where sometimes people, we just proclaim the word of God and use it as a magical word. And we think that will do something. No, we need to believe in what we are proclaiming. Jesus told us in this world that nothing, no weapon will destroy our lives, but we need to trust him. The Bible says, but even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. In the book of Matthew 5:9, Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers because they will be called sons of God. When we bring the gospel out, we are the peacemaker. We are bringing hope to the nation. And there is a great blessing when you put yourself in the position to be a channel where God can pass through to bless people. And there is a blessing when we stand up to share the gospel, to proclaim Jesus. We are putting ourselves in the position of peacemaker. The world we are living is the world which needs peace. The peace that comes from Jesus. And we have that responsibility. God has given us that responsibility. It's very challenging to share the gospel in a secular world where everybody is against God, where people don't want to believe. But what we need to understand, the same people to whom we are bringing the word of God to them, we were like them yesterday. If God saved you and me, that means he can also save them. You know, I used to go to church to make noises, to laugh at the pastor. I was not a Christian. We used to go when we've been drinking and we can't go home because it's too early. The parent gonna say something. You're gonna sneak in the church where they have like a morning, early morning service and make noise. But God, by his power, transform our life. There are stubborn people among us, God has brought in their knees by the power of the Holy Spirit. And God can do the same. We are the peacemaker. You know, we had an event here called Turning. And we went there where our late Pastor Paul was around. We went there with him and with other people from the church. We went to city center, and we have that time of praying, and they told us how we can share the gospel. And when they send us in pairs, and they send me with Nanu, I told Nanu, you know, when we go out there, we just try to speak to Africans. It's going to be very easy for us. And then we went at monument. The first person we saw it was a British guy, an English guy. And we asked him if we can share the word of God with him. And then he said, yes, go ahead. And then we started speaking to him. And we talked to him about Jesus. And then we prayed together. And then he gave us his details. We passed it on to the people who were in charge for the follow-up. And then the next person, English, the second person, the third person, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth. And people were very open to listen. We were very shocked because we were not expecting that. Because God was in charge. It wasn't about me and Nanu, but it was about God. It was that, you see, because we relied on ourselves, that's why I told her to just speak to African. But when we rely on Jesus, Jesus can lead us, can guide us. I remember one day I went to church that was back home. I went to church and then my pastor preached a sermon. And I was touched by that sermon. I said, oh, I need to share this with my wide family. I mean, my grandparents, my mom, my cousin, my aunties. I said, I need to share that with them. But because I was the youngest, I was so scared because the only person who brought my family all together, it was my grandfather. And he used to do it at the end of the year to get everybody in his house. And then, because he has like a list, a book where he can write everything for the year. And then at the end of the year, he's gonna share with you all. And I was shaking. I said, okay, how can I bring them together? So I was just postponing that. And then one day I said, I'm gonna speak to my auntie, and my auntie can speak to them. And my auntie managed to bring all of them together. It wasn't my message. It was the message I've heard from my pastor. I had it in front of me. And then when I was shaking. But when I started speaking, confidence was just building up, building up, building up. And I was just speaking the word of God. And then I said to them, when I finished, I said, we want to say something. And my grandfather told me, when you got that word, mean the Bible, the word of Christ, you have the authority to say what that word said. It's not about you, it's not about me, it's about Jesus. To have the willingness. Let him work through us because we are the peacemaker. Do not fear the threat. Do not be frightened. You need to be courageous. David told his son Solomon in 1 Chronicles 28, 20. The Bible says, David also said to Solomon, his son, be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you until all the work for the service of the temple of the Lord is finished. In the book of Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. You see, God always is behind the people who trust him. We are called to be courageous. It's not our, that courage is empowered by our God. But in your heart, revere Christ as Lord. You know, as a Christian, our heart is the key. Everything we do must come from our hearts. It's the place where Jesus dwells. We do not preach, we do not share the gospel because we are the best. We share the gospel because Jesus is the best. Everything we don't do it for our own glory, but we do it for God's glory. And our heart is very important. The motivation, Jesus must be the Lord of our heart. We need to pray that Jesus will reign in our heart. Because you know, when you speak to someone, they can see your heart. When you speak with someone about Jesus, they can see your heart because it's something spiritual. We do not bring the gospel because we are perfect. We bring the gospel because Jesus loved us, and we need to share that to them. Always be prepared. You know, when we share the gospel to people, we need to share it with respect. We need to respect people. We need to be gentle to people. Don't calculate the gospel by seeing someone the way he's dressing, and then you calculate how to speak to. Don't consider that someone is far away from God because he doesn't speak like you. I've always been shocked by some good people. I've got one of my colleagues, the way he speaks. He swears all the time. He's got tattoo all over his body. But he's a good person in there. He's a good person. Very supportive. He knows that before people judge it. He told me, you know, Christian, people judge me because of all of this, because of the way I speak. Don't treat people differently because they're wearing a short skirt like here. Don't judge them because of what they are dressing or the way they speak. Respect everybody. Respect everybody. Rich, poor, black, white, African, European, respect everybody. Be gentle to people. Don't judge people by the way they look. Just bring the message of hope. Just bring the message of hope to people. Don't judge someone because they say something bad. We all do make mistakes. We all do make mistakes. You see, sometimes people in the world, they don't believe in Christianity because of the way we judge them. Jesus was not very hard to the lost was very gentle, soft. It was very hard to the leaders of the temples. Sometimes God can be very hard to us than to the people who are lost there. Respect. At work, respect your colleagues, no matter the way they live. In our community, respect people. Be gentle to people. Jesus was a lion. He was also a lamb. He was a lion against the evil, against the bad thing, but he was a lamb for the sinners because they are soft. They need to be handled gently. They are already broken. They're already struggling. We don't have to come and put a lot of load on them again. We are the peacemaker. Jesus has a time with his disciples. And then, when he was ready to go, he told them, I am going, I'm leaving. But I'll pray to my Father to send the Holy Spirit. Despite all the miracles, despite all the experiences, Jesus said, wait for the Spirit. In the mission, we need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will give you the right words. The Holy Spirit can make you to feel what people are feeling. You know, sometimes we got people in our church, they feel people's struggle. You talk to someone, you feel the pain that person is feeling. That's the Holy Spirit who can do it. The Holy Spirit can just give you the right word to say. And the Holy Spirit sometimes can even ask you just be silent. Just listen and pray in your heart. You see why? That's why we need to be connected with the Holy Spirit, to have that relationship with the Holy Spirit. There is a story in the Bible, in the book of Acts. It's about Peter and John. In chapter 3, they perform a miracle. Someone was a lamb, and they perform a miracle for that person to be healed. And because of that, the people who were in charge, the people of the temple, they were not happy about it. And they took Peter and John before the Sanhedrin because of the good thing they've done. You know, sometimes you can be challenged. Because you are just doing the good things. So don't stop. If you are doing the good things, keep doing it. Don't say, oh, I've done something nice. Why are they judging me? I'm not gonna do it anymore. Just keep doing the right thing. They took them, they put them even in prison because of that. Because of what they've done. In the book of Acts 4, 7, they had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them, by what power or what name did you do this? Verse 8, then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, say to them. He was filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, filled, it means being controlled, being pushed. It's not, you are not anymore in control of yourself. It's the Holy Spirit who takes over. Because what he wanted to say to them must be coming from God. And he was pushed by the Holy Spirit. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of the people, if we have been called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame and are being asked how he was healed," they were challenged. You know, when we enter the phase of the Christian, when they enter the phase of Acts, it's a time of actions. I call it action. When you move from being a Christian who just come and worship and sing and then go home and rest, you are in peace with evil. You are really in peace. But when you start bringing changes, when you start proclaiming Jesus, that's when the fight change starts. And we can see these people, when they were filled and they start to see miracles, and that's when the challenges, the fight started. So don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. They were filled by the Spirit of God. We're going to finish soon. And at the end, because people just thought, oh, there is nothing we can do really about it, because there is the evidence. The person, the hill, is just standing here. There is nothing. You know, sometimes people can attack you, judge you, but the evidence can just shut their mouth. And when they released him and the church, when they released them, the church prayed. The Bible says in Acts 4:24, when they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. Sovereign Lord, they said, "You made the heaven and the earth and the sea and everything in them." When they have been released, they went to the church and they said what happened to them and why it happened to them. And the church prayed. The church said, pray, saying, "Why do the nation rage and the people plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed one." So what we are experiencing today in our church is not new. It's not new. And when they pray, the Bible says in verse, we're still in the Acts 4:31. After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. Thank you, Glenn. They were all filled because they needed that. They needed to be filled. Are we thirsty of the Holy Spirit? Are we thirsty of the presence of God? Be always prepared. Be always prepared. And the Holy Spirit can help us. Prayer life of every day by the Holy Spirit. The reading of His word. The practicing of His word. So we can be ready. I would like to pray for you and to pray for myself. Let us bow our head. Father God, we thank you this morning for your word to us. Lord, we want to be prepared, always to be prepared. So when we have the opportunity to share our hope, we can do it with gentleness and kindness. So we pray that you will fill us with your Holy Spirit. You will increase in us the desire of prayer, the desire of reading your word, the desire of serving your people and serving the lost. This is our mission, Lord. We pray, minister to us. Touch your people. And Lord, we pray for the mission we have at the end of this month, that you will fill us with your Holy Spirit so we can go out and share our hope to the lost, to the sinners. And Lord, we pray for the people we are going to knock on the door. Go ahead of us. Prepare their hearts. Soften their hearts so they can receive your word. Jesus, we thank you for today, and we bless your people, we bless your church. In your name, we pray, amen.